The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And on this program, we're going to start out with material going on at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The telephone number there, 919-996-8700. And nothing at the Duke Energy Center until next month. That's August, of course. Saturday, August 22nd. Who's Live Anyway? 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, and it's all based on audience suggestions. Sunday, September 6th, it's Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia, and his show is at Memandi Concert Hall. Friday, September 18th, it's Leo Dan, also at Memandi Concert Hall. Then on Sunday, September 20th, it's Boney James, four-time Grammy nominee and multi-platinum saxophonist, will release his new album, Solid. Solid is Boney's 17th album and the follow-up to his smash 2017 release, Honestly. This is at Memandi Concert Hall. Friday, October 2nd, an R-rated magic show, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 2nd, again, Scary Mama Live. Mama needs a night out, and we've got just what you're looking for. This all-new live show featuring hilarious stand-up comedy, exclusive videos, and cameos from your favorite Scary Mommy personalities brings the laughs, the wit, and the holy moly, you just read my mind humor that you love about Scary Mommy. This is at Memandi Concert Hall again, Friday, October 2nd. Wednesday, October 28th, North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's 2020 Distinguished Lecture Series event, and the featured presenter is Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist George Will. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Wednesday, November 11th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Teresa Caputo star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, will share personal stories about her life and explain how her gifts work. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 13th, Gilberto Santa Rosa, a Puerto Rican band leader and singer of salsa and bolero. He is a six-time Grammy Award winner and sold over 3 million records in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. He's also starred in a comedy show. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, we're going to move to next year, January 15 and 17. Mozart, the Magic Flute. This is presented by the North Carolina Opera. Mozart's timely story comes to life. Prince Tamino, whatever, with the help of his enduring sidekick, Pagano, is on a mission to rescue the fair Pamina. You'll meet the Queen of the Night with her high-flying, show-stopping arias and the wise Sarastro, leader of a mysterious brotherhood. This is at Memorial Auditorium. I hope I didn't murder the names too much. Saturday, January 23rd next year, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, live. The off-Broadway hit comedy is a one-man fusion of theater and stand-up and is a light-hearted theatrical comedy based on the New York Times number one best-selling book of the last decade by John Gray. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. And then finally on the list, Friday, January 29th, The Ali Siskoko and Kira Ba, featuring Tony Williamson. Now, this is a pine cone event hailing from a long line of Senegalese musicians and storytellers known as griots. Siskoko made the transatlantic move to Pittsburgh with his wife almost a decade ago. Shortly after, he formed the band Kira Ba with the aid of some native Piedmont musicians. Tony Williamson, who received a North Carolina Heritage Award in 2018 in recognition of his contributions to our state's cultural vitality, is a renowned mandolin player from Chatham County. He's also a skilled songwriter whose compositions integrate everything from traditional Piedmont string band tunes to classical music and jazz. This is all at Fletcher Opera Theater. A few programs coming up at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Friday and Saturday, September 18 and 19, you got some time to prepare. It's Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get Tour. Friday, October 2nd, Festival of Laughs. This features some more Gary Owen, Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, DC Youngfly, and Carlos Miller. That lineup is subject to change. Then next year, Tuesday, March 23rd, it's Michael Bublé. Friday, June 11th next year, the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Monday, August 17th, 2021, Rage Against the Machine, the public service announcement tour. And then Tuesday, October 12th of 2021, Harry Styles, Love on Tour. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. The phone number to call there, 919-680-2787. Sunday, August 2nd, it's Styx 2020 World Tour. The six men comprising Styx have committed to rocking the paradise together with audiences far and wide by entering their second decade of averaging over 100 shows a year. And each one of them is committed to making the next show better than the last show. Styx draws from over four decades of barn-burning chart hits, joyous sing-alongs, and hard-driving deep cuts. That's Styx, Sunday, August 2nd at DPAC. Then Thursday, August 27th, Cody Coe and Noel Miller, Tiny Meat Gang's Global Domination. Friday and Saturday, September 18 and 19, it's Trolls Live. Sunday, September 20th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show, All That You Feel World Tour 2020. Sunday, September 27th, it is Baby Shark Live. September 30th through October 25th, it's Wicked. This Broadway sensation looks at what happened in the Land of Oz, but from a slightly different angle. Long before Dorothy arrives, there is another young woman, born with emerald green skin, smart, fiery, misunderstood, and possessing an extraordinary talent. When she meets a bubbly blonde who is exceptionally popular, their initial rivalry turns into the unlikeliest of friendships. That is, until the world decides to call one good and the other one wicked. Thursday, November 12th, Eliza, the Forever Tour. She's one of today's leading comedians with a fan base who show their loyalty by creating their own Eliza-inspired swag to wear to her shows. Friday, November 13th, it's Gabriel Iglesias Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2020. Go big or go home. In addition to being one of America's most successful stand-up comedians, Iglesias is also one of the most watched comedians on YouTube with over 410 million views and has over 14 million fans across social media. He's the star and executive producer of a comedy series for Netflix, Mr. Iglesias. Iglesias plays a good-natured public high school teacher who works at his alma mater. Wednesday, December 30th through Sunday, January 24th, the much-anticipated return of Hamilton. The story of America then, told by America now, featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and Broadway. Hamilton has taken the story of American founding father Alexander Hamilton and create a revolutionary moment in the theater, a musical that has had a profound impact on culture, politics, and education. Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, The Band's Visit. The critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical is the winner of Tony Awards to the tune of 10. That's 10 Tony Awards. I read it backwards, didn't I? Including Best Musical, making it one of the most Tony-winning musicals in history. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th, it's Escape from Margaritaville. Welcome to Margaritaville, where people come to get away from it all and stay to find something they never expected. The musical comedy features both original songs and your most loved Jimmy Buffett classics, including Fins, Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and many, many more. USA Today calls it a little slice of paradise, and Entertainment Weekly raves it will knock your flip-flops off. All right, also at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, Thursday, February 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman, the musical. Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, To Kill a Mockingbird. Friday, April 16th, Chris Tucker. Tuesday, April 20th through Sunday, April 25th, it's Oklahoma. Tuesday, April 27th, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. Friday through Sunday, May 21st through the 23rd, it's Riverdance. Tuesday through Sunday, May 25th through the 30th, it's My Fair Lady. All right, looking at clubs in downtown Raleigh, let's start off with the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-4111. And it's a little on the sparse side, the listing right now, Saturday, July 25th, One for Greg Four, a tribute to Greg Allman. The show starts at 8. Friday, July 31st, Cosmic Charlie. Friday, August 14th, Sidewinder with Monica James Band and Night Shift Band, 8 o'clock. Thursday, August 20th, David Archuleta at 8 o'clock. Saturday, August 22nd, Future Birds, Road to Floyd Fest 2020. No dates are currently scheduled during September, but of course, that could change. But Thursday, October 8th, it's the Steel Woods at 8, and Friday, October 30th, Jack Harlow at 8. Poorhouse Music Hall, we have four dates set currently. But the South Blunt Street Poorhouse Music Hall, the phone number is 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9. Saturday, July 11th, Los Acoustic Guys with Dolce Melodrama. Friday, September 4th, Zach Deputy with the Get Right Band. Friday, September 18th, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Death Wish. And Saturday, September 17th, Southern Culture on the Skids. And at the Ritz, the club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-424-1400. Most shows start at 8. Nothing scheduled now through the month of August, but again, that could change. We're going to start off with Thursday, September 17th. Sirius XM Yacht Rock Radio presents Yacht Rock Review, and that's at 8:30. Friday, September 25th, the Revivalists Into the Stars Tour. Wednesday, November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy, Sugar, Spice, and Everything Ice Tour. Friday, December 4th, Milky Chance, the Mind the Moon Tour 2020. All right, checking out the schedules for the amphitheaters in the area. Let's start off with Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. No concerts listed until Saturday, August 15th. That's Blackberry Smoke, Spirit of the South Tour. And then October 23rd, Jamie Johnson. At Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Thursday, September 3rd, Brooks and Dunn Reboot 2020 Tour. Wednesday, September 9th, Kiss End of the Road World Tour. Saturday, April 17th, next year, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Saturday, June 26th, 2021, Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour. July 9th next year, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Wheels of Soul Tour. Also next year, July 10th, 2021, Thomas Rhett, the Center Point Road Tour. Saturday, July 17th, 2021, Kids Bop Live. July 23rd next year, Dave Matthews Band. Followed on Tuesday, July 27th next year, Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour. Saturday, July 31st, 2021, Matchbox 2021. No, that's not right either. Matchbox 20, 2021 Tour. There we go. Friday, August 13th next year, Chris Stapleton's All-American Road Show. And Sunday, August 22nd next year, Alanis Morissette. And at Cook-A-Booth Amphitheater, Friday, July 10th, NC Symphony, the North Carolina Symphony, Classical Music at the Movies. Saturday, July 11th, North Carolina Symphony, the Paul Simon Songbook. Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Saturday, August 29th, Tacos and Taps. And Friday, November 13th, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. All right, we're going to talk about a few laughs in the area, starting with Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. Thursday through Saturday, July 9th through the 11th, it's Rich Boss, best known as a Sirius XM favorite, and from NBC's Last Comic Standing, Rich Boss is one of the most exciting and broadest headlining comedians in the country. Backstage Magazine says of Boss, he has an uncanny everyman ability to likably bond with anyone in the audience. Rich hosts his own hit podcast and a radio show, both called My Wife Hates Me. His co-host is his wife, comedian Bonnie McFarlane. Thursday through Sunday, July 16th through the 19th, it is the Plastic Cup Boys. Known for their outrageous sketches and impressions, the Plastic Cup Boys are quickly becoming one of the hottest acts in comedy. While it's wholly unfair to say the trio are clones of their friend, Kevin Hart, the cues they may have taken from him as far as subject matter and the manner in which it's delivered are quite apparent. If humor of the broad and body variety is your cup of tea, Swill, the Plastic Cup Boys invite you to drink deep. Thursday through Saturday, July 23rd through the 25th at Good Nights, it's Chris Porter. Chris is best known as a finalist on Season 4 of NBC's Last Comic Standing, and for his one-hour special, Ugly and Angry, which is one of Netflix's top-rated specials for 3 years. Thursday through Saturday, July 30th through August 1st, Well-Read Comedy Tour. Comedy and writing partners Trey Crowder, Drew Morgan, and Corey Ryan Forrester are ready to meet the people. You've seen Trey's liberal redneck viral videos, you've read their weekly blog, and now you'll see them at their best, performing stand-up. Friday through Sunday, August 7th through the 9th, Dan Cummins' 2020 Toxic Thoughts Tour. Dan is one of the most frequently played comics on Pandora, with over 700,000 artist stations created and over 400 million plays. Thursday through Saturday, August 13th through the 15th, Kevin Nealon. Kevin hits the stage like your favorite uncle telling a story at Thanksgiving, casual, relatable, and with the perfect amount of dry wit and deadpan humor. Kevin currently stars opposite Matt LeBlanc on Man with a Plan. Thursday through Saturday, August 20th through the 22nd, it is Big J Okerson. Raunchy and brash, yet endearing and honest, Big J is one of the country's most in-demand comedians. Thursday through Saturday, September 9th, 17th through the 19th, Chris DeStefano, one of New York City's young stand-up stars. Chris is most definitely a comic to keep your eye on. You can find this high-energy comic on MTV2's Guy Code, along with appearances on MTV's Girl Code, and as a co-host of MSGTV's The Bracket. Then Friday through Sunday, September 25th through the 27th, it's Brian Posehn. Brian may be a self-proclaimed nerd, but he's also the king of comedy cameos with an IMDb page that reads like a laundry list of 90s, early 2000s comedy TV shows and movies. Posehn garners a fan base that turn up for his self-deprecating humor, awkward relatability, and unapologetically nerdy views. He's had recurring roles on CBS's Big Bang Theory, Seinfeld, Just Shoot Me, and Everybody Loves Raymond, just to name a few. And a special note, all shows at Good Nights are 18+, unless noted. All right, let's move over to Kerry for Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street, Kerry. The phone number over there is 919-589-8558. Thursday through Sunday, July 9th through the 12th, it's Damon Wayans, stand-up comedian, actor, writer, and producer, and member of the Wayans family of entertainment. His true breakthrough came as writer and performer on Fox's sketch comedy show In Living Color from 90 to 92, Since then, he has starred in a number of films and television shows, including The Last Boy Scout and Major Payne, and the sitcom My Wife and Kids. From 2016 to 2019, he starred as Roger Murtaugh in the television series Lethal Weapon. Friday through Sunday, July 17th through the 19th, Russell Peters. Russell started doing stand-up at the age of 19 at open mics in Toronto, and then spent the next 15 years honing his craft at clubs across Canada and the UK. Friday and Saturday, July 24 and 25, it's Andrew Schultz. As 2018 and 2019's most viewed comedian in the world, Andrew Schultz has taken stand-up comedy by storm. He's a native New Yorker. Again, this list of performances are at Raleigh Improv. Thursday through Sunday, July 30th through August 2nd, it is Tony Baker. Tony is a stand-up comedian and actor on the rise, whether it's on stage, film, television, or social media. Thursday through Saturday, August 6th through the 8th, it is Flip Orley. Since Flip burst onto the comedy scene, he has single-handedly reshaped the image of hypnosis from its vaudeville image to an act hip and edgy enough for the MTV generation. Tuesday, August 11th, it is Desi Banks, an actor, comedian, and digital genius on the path to becoming one of his generation's top rising stars. His quick rise to fame has solidified him as one of the most influential influencers of his time. Friday through Sunday, August 14th through the 16th, it's DeRay Davis. After his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, DeRay Davis Power Play, that aired DeRay Reviews, Davis continues to ascend on what can only be described as the Samuel E. Jackson formula, the path and pattern to consistent feature film and network television roles. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.